The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, September 12, 2022. The head of the Cuban delegation at Le Humanité Party, Deputy Joerky Sanchez, and director of the local Juventud Rebelde newspaper, highlighted the signs of affection and solidarity with the island in the massive political cultural forum which recently culminated in the Paris region. We talked with many people interested in our reality and fraternized with solidarity associations that work on projects with the Antillean Nation, such as Cuba Cooperation France, Cuba CUP, Cuba Linda, Cuba Si France, and France Cuba. The also member of the Communist Party's Central Committee of Cuba told Prensa Latina. He added that a recurring theme in the 3 days of the festival was the denunciation and condemnation of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade that the United States has imposed on the Caribbean country for more than 6 decades, a siege intensified in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. We always explain that it is the main obstacle to the social, economic development of the country and that it remains intact despite the arrival of Joseph Biden to the White House, he pointed out. Sanchez also presented at the Humanité Festival the main advances of the new family code, which will be submitted to a popular referendum on September 25. He spoke about our vaccines against COVID-19, the energy situation, and other challenges we face in the context of the U.S. blockade. The young leader participated in L'Humanité solidarity forums in a tribute to the late Havana historian Eusebio Leal in the launch of a European platform to support the Cuban economy and a Cuban film festival, and in meetings where causes of the peoples of the world were defended. Cuba mourns the death this morning of renowned Cuban painter Cosme Proenza, age 74. The national shock for Proenza's physical loss has been reflected in several communiques by institutions, organizations, and art figures in the country, among them the general director of the Cuban Fund for Cultural Assets, Arturo Valdez, who wrote on his Twitter profile, "Cosme Proenza, artist of remarkable beauty, human and creative. Cuban culture always thank you for your work. Rest in peace, master." The Ministry of Culture recognized the work of the creator, whom it cataloged as one of the most important visual artists in Cuba, while the Hermano Saiz Association described the cartoonist, engraver, and muralist as a teacher of youths. For its part, the Provincial Center of Plastic Arts of Holguín highlighted the educational work of Proenza, work to which he dedicated 15 years, and said that the imprint of his unique work remains not only in students, colleagues, and connoisseurs of art, but also in simple people who learn to admire him, respect him, and feel with pride part of our identity. The legacy of late Angolan leader Agostinho Neto was recalled for his centenary this weekend by diplomatic personnel accredited in Cuba, leaders of the Cuban Communist Party, different organizations, and historians. The Angolan ambassador to Havana, Maria Candida Pereira, said that Neto is one of the most influential figures in the recent history of our country and Africa, and highlighted his humanist thinking and poetic work. Opening a panel on different aspects of his personality and political contributions, the diplomat described the leader as a bulwark in the struggle of the Angolan resistance and said that he left a legacy of resilience, audacity, and intelligence. And in the international agenda, we have that investigations into the assassination attempt on Vice President Cristina Fernandez continue in Argentina after a third alleged suspect was identified and the cell phones of several suspects were analyzed. Around 21 hours local time on September 1st, a 35-year-old Brazilian citizen identified as Fernando Sabag pointed a gun at Fernandez's head when she was greeting people gathered outside her home in the Recoleta neighborhood neighborhood in Buenos Aires. Although he pulled the trigger, the gun, which had 5 bullets, failed to shoot. On Sunday, September 4, officers of the Anti-Terrorist Investigation Unit arrested Sabag's girlfriend, Brenda Uliarte, after she was detected in images from surveillance cameras located in the vicinity of the former head of state's apartment. The couple was charged by Judge Maria Eugenia Capuchetti for having attempted to kill Fernandez with prior planning and agreement between them. On September 9, Gabriel Nicolás Carrizo, friend and possible leader of the group that guarded Fernandez's house before the attack, was identified in recordings. Among the main objectives of the investigation this time are to determine how the group operated and whether it received orders from someone else. Meanwhile, the Chilean political parties represented in the National Congress are resuming negotiations to advance in a new constituent process after the proposed draft constitution in the September 4 referendum was rejected. There are conflicting positions in Parliament, and while some advocate for calling a democratically elect convention to draft the text, others entrust the drafting to a commission of experts. During an act on the 49th anniversary of the coup d'etat against the government of Salvador Allende held on Sunday, President Gabriel Boric expressed his commitment to advance toward a fundamental law written in democracy. "We are working along with the parliament to join the necessary wills and reach agreements that will allow us to outline the future in the short term," the president said. The current constitution dates from 1980 and was imposed during the dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet. In a speech, Boric referred to the referendum where a new draft constitution was rejected by 61.86% of the votes. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.